Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
All right, I can't believe it's Friday, final hour. Glad you're with us. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. We'll get to your calls coming up at the bottom of the half hour. We do need a little bit of a break here. Which is why it's fun to bring back on the program Adam Carolla. By the way, New York Times bestselling author in his own right. And by the way, his latest book, Everything Reminds Me of Something, all part of his comedy routine. We have a lot of issues involving people wanting to silence voices, especially, you know, comedians like Dave Chappelle, etc., which I think is nuts and insane. Mr. Carolla, sir, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
So what do you think of this mess? Mar-a-Lago raided by the same FBI that lied about Donald Trump and Russia collusion for 3 years. The same FBI that used Hillary Clinton, his opponent's dirty paid-for Russian dossier, to get FISA warrants, saying that the dossier was, quote, verified by them. It turns out it was unverifiable because none of it was true. And now we're supposed to believe the FBI, what they say in a warrant? I don't believe them.
Well, here's what I was saying on my podcast, Sean. I have no idea what's inside of Donald's compound in Mar-a-Lago. But I will say this. I see the same people I saw a year and a half ago telling us that Hunter Biden's laptop had all the earmarks of a Russian hoax and was, driven by Putin. Those exact same people are now back on CNN explaining that this was a legitimate raid and that we had every right to do it and there must be something important. So pardon me if I don't have one eyebrow raised just a little bit. I feel like between the FBI and the CDC and Fauci, I no longer listen to anything that these people say. I assume it's a lie, but I just want to verify and vet everything. And I never would have done that 2 or 3 years ago. If you said the FBI says, Fauci says, the CDC says, I would have went, oh, well, that must be exactly what's happening. Now, I don't know. And that's I'll take it a step further.
I mean, we gave Fauci the benefit of the doubt in the beginning of this, and we even gave, you know, margin of error because nobody in the beginning really knew anything about what COVID-19 was about. So it would be normal that people that are smart, they're making their best educated guess, trying to give their best advice. But over a period of time, they were wrong on everything. And they weren't even occasionally right. So if you ask me if I'd ever trust the CDC, the NIH, Fauci, or Walensky or Biden or any politician ever talking to me about my health in the future? The answer is hell no. I'm never listening to them, ever.
Yeah, well, the problem with Fauci is, remember when he was getting grilled by Rand Paul? I think it was Rand Paul, and he was asking about Black Lives Matter rallies and parades, and he said he didn't have any opinion on that. He was compromised at that point during that hearing. That was almost 2 years ago, where he said, you know, gatherings at churches, gatherings at football stadiums, all bad. So what about gatherings for a BLM rally? He said, I have no opinion. At that point, I realized he was compromised, so we didn't have to listen to him. And what about all the stuff he said, like he didn't know about natural immunity? You don't know about natural immunity. What are we listening to you for? He got stuff wrong and he lied. The FBI is just lying at this point. I don't know how many different ways they can go after Trump, and I have no idea why they think we're going to go along with it, why we should believe them. It is the group that cried wolf.
You know, it's worse than that. And look, you don't dig into the weeds of politics as much as I do. You certainly are a better expert on cultural issues than I am. But the two worlds do connect in a lot of ways. And all I know is for 3 years, we were told by the FBI, their top echelon, their top officials. Now, I got to step back and tell you that I had a reverence growing up my entire adult life on radio and TV for law enforcement. My whole family comes from law enforcement. My mom was a prison guard. I had so many relatives that were cops on the NYPD. There were two members of my family that made it to the FBI. They were deity in my family. They were like, you know, here's God and there they are. And so I had this reverence, and I still believe 95% are good people that put their lives at risk for us. But when we discovered that they had an insurance policy to ensure that Donald Trump would never win, you lost your credibility and you lost your trust, especially with all things Donald Trump. And here's the worst part, Adam. Now, the one of those people that signed those false warrants ever got held accountable. If you lie to a judge, I promise you, Adam Carolla, you will go to jail. I will go to jail. Everyone listening to this program would go to jail.
Well, look, I like to play a little game called Stupid or Liar, whether you're talking about FBI or you're talking about Fauci. Is Fauci stupid or is he lying? It doesn't matter. Either way, he needs to be removed. And I feel the same way with the FBI. You are the same people that said the Steele dossier was real and Hunter Biden's laptop was fake. So either you're lying or you're horrible at your job. But either way, you need to go.
Well, you raise a good point. Hunter Biden is, I don't know if you've ever heard of Kiowa Island. It's in South Carolina. They're apparently living in a friend's $20 million mansion this week. We know from all the reporting that has come out that there's evidence of multiple crimes on that laptop. Now, I ask you, Adam Carolla, if we had equal justice under the law and equal application under the law in this country, would we not go and raid Hunter Biden's home? Why? They've had it for 2 years, this laptop. Christopher Wray last week acted like he knew nothing about it. They've had it for 2 years. So if we had equal justice, wouldn't they treat him the same way they treated Donald Trump? Yes, and by the way, that laptop implicates his father, the big guy, Joe Biden, on all of these deals.
Look, first things first. It's diabolical because what they do is they slow boat these investigations. And then when they get thrown up for questioning, they go, I can't comment on an ongoing investigation. Well, what if the investigation never ends? You can't comment on it. You know, really think about how diabolical that is. We will say this house is under construction and we can't comment on it and we'll never finish the job. And that's basically what they're doing with Hunter Biden. It's insane. It's also, it's not their fault, though. I mean, it is their fault, but this is partisan politics, and they're defending their own. Where's the media on Hunter Biden? Where is big tech? I mean, I know what they're doing. They're canceling people and taking stories down and calling it a hoax. But the people who aren't doing their job as it pertains to the Hunter Biden story is the media. They're
dead.
All the earmarks. I get it, but listen. what do they hate most? Like, what's the mainstream media hate most? What's CNN and MSNBC? They hate nepotism. They hate rich white guys. They hate old rich white guys. They hate China. They hate Russia. It's all there. Fruit salad filled with CNN's favorite subjects on the other side.
You know, it's just phenomenal to me as you watch all this unfold, you know, that there are not more people on the left that see the danger in this. You know, I know you, like Bill Maher and I kind of hate each other. He hates me, and I'm not a big fan of his. Although it's people like me, when he was doing Politically Incorrect, and other conservatives that said that show should not get canceled. It was conservatives that are in favor of free speech. I don't want any show canceled. I don't want any comedian canceled. I think one of the reasons, and he's made this observation himself, is that conservatives are quoting him occasionally now, is because the left wing in this country has gone so far overboard. You know, the earth is going to be over in 12 years. We're not going to produce any energy domestically, but it's okay to beg Iran and Russia and Venezuela and the Saudis and OPEC, which makes zero sense to anybody that has half a brain. And then they tell you, lecture you to get an electric car, which is 20 grand more than a gas car, a gas powered car. And most Americans can't afford it, especially with the record 41-year high record of inflation and record high gas prices.
Well, look, something happened to the left. But as I always tell people, it's called the progressive movement. It's got progress and movement right in the title. And people like you and I go, when are you ever going to pump the brakes? I mean, look, some of the stuff they used to talk about 8 or 10 years ago, I went, yeah, that sounds all right. It makes sense. All right. I'm with you on that one. But they just blew right past it, and they just keep going. And you wonder, like, what is the end game? And I don't know that there is an end game, but it's called the progressive movement. They never pump the brakes. It's not what they're there to do. They, you know, the conservatives want to be left alone, enjoy our family and enjoy our country, you know, pay our taxes and don't rob any liquor stores, and we're fine. We're essentially wanting to be left alone.
That pretty much, just don't touch my liquor store no matter what you do. If you're going to rob a store, yeah, rob Target, rob Walmart. Don't rob the liquor store.
Go to the scented candle shop on the corner. I never go in.
I'm sure you're there often. How do you describe yourself politically? I've never asked you. I don't even know.
I come from liberal, very strong liberal family. And so I got a front row seat. My mom was, you know, welfare and food stamps. My grandmother was almost sort of a communist for a while. And I got a front row seat to that, you know, in the 70s. And I kind of realized that's not where I wanted to go. I've always been a fan of sort of free market capitalism. I've also been kind of liberal, so to speak, on consensual crimes, you know, prostitution, drug use, things like that. You know, if you wanted to pay a lady and bring her back to the apartment, that was your business. That wasn't my business. I'd like a stout border. I hate big regulation. I used to be a builder, and I built in Los Angeles, California, so I know what the regulatory system can be and how stifling it can be.
We have a common background. I worked in the construction a long time.
Yeah, so I got a front row seat to the big, you know, Department of Building and Safety. So I'm basically conservative economically, fiscally, sort of socially, you know, gay marriage, want to smoke pot, you know, as long as you're not hurting anybody, you know, that's fine. I don't like big government. I want to shrink government down. And that's about where I'm at. Now, that then makes me, you know, a hard right guy now in the eyes of society, but I've never been that way. I've never changed any of my views. It's just the left went so hard left that they lost a lot of people who used to be on their side of the aisle.
I think it's true. Do you go further in terms of libertarianism and support legalizing all drugs? I think that would be insane.
You know, look, I live in Los Angeles. I've seen what happens when we just tell people, do whatever you want, we're not getting involved. It is homeless encampments everywhere. It's literally tents and visqueen, plastic and plywood, makeshift plywood shelters, like strewn about everywhere. I understand what happens, and we've seen it in San Francisco. You've seen it in New York to some degree. Like, the government can no longer just step back and say, you know, you're free to do whatever you want without it turning into what Los Angeles has turned into. Now, if you would have asked me 20 years ago, I probably would have went, yeah, I don't see what's wrong with that. But I got a front row seat to it here in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Quick break, more with Adam Carolla on the other side, his website, adamcarolla.com, if you want to get his book or find his tour dates. All right, MyPillow, their biggest bed sheet sale ever on their Percal sheets, available in a variety of colors, sizes. Right now, for example, queen size, regular price used to be $89.98. Right now, it's $39.98, but there's a very limited supply, so you want to act fast. But these sheets are breathable. They have a cool, crisp feel. It's perfect for summer nights. They have a 10-year warranty, 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee. They have other deep discounts on all MyPillow products. When you go to MyPillow.com, just click on the Sean Hannity Square or call and mention my name, 800-919-6090. And when those products arrive, all that sleep you've been needing and deserving and wanting and desiring desperately will be yours. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square. All right, we continue with Adam Carolla, all things Adam at adamcarolla.com. I really don't want to run into those people that are high on crack, that are strung out on meth or strung out on heroin, that would literally, you know, beat the crap out of their own grandmother for more money to get their drugs. I don't really want to be around those people. I don't know, maybe I'm prejudiced.
And also,
Maybe that's toxic masculinity.
Somebody pointed it out to me on my podcast, which is, they said, what about that person? What about that 23-year-old who's going to OD and living in the streets? What if that was your son? What if that was your daughter? Like, don't we owe it to that person, try to get them some help? Or are we just going to go just let them do your own thing?
Exactly. If we're going to do something, it should be, here is a drug center. Here's a place where you can take a shower. Here's a place where you can get maybe soup and bread and have something in your stomach. And here's a place where you can talk to drug counselors on how you can get off this crap. I mean, if we're going to do anything, that would be the most responsible thing. But anyway, congrats on the new book. Reading Everything reminds me of something. And that's your live show as well.
It's just Everything Reminds Me of Something.
Reminds me of something. Advice, answers, but no apologies. And are you on tour now, or are you just doing your podcast?
I'm doing my podcast, and I go out and do live dates and do stand-up shows and that kind of stuff. And you can go to adamcarolla.com if you want to find when I'm coming to a town near you.
All right. Well, there's a warning for everybody that has zero sense of humor. Don't show up. If you don't want to hear a joke, don't go. If your sensibilities are that bad, don't go. Anyway, appreciate you being with us, Adam. Good luck, and thanks for taking time to be with us.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Quick break, right back. Your calls on the other side, straight ahead. All right, 25 now till the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program on this Friday. Ben Carson had tweeted out, never in my lifetime did I think I would see an American law enforcement agency be run and weaponized like the FBI. This is a frightening development in our modern political arena. This is the way of Mao and Castro, not Washington and Lincoln. Now they leak to the Washington Post, and I don't believe them. Oh, this had to do with nuclear codes. So we're supposed to believe the very same people that for years kept up a lie about Trump-Russia collusion that was never true. The same upper FBI agents that were never punished, that went before FISA courts and put their signature on FISA applications with the fundamental core basis of it being Hillary Clinton's bought and paid for Russian dossier that has since been debunked. And even after it was debunked, they kept using it before FISA court judges. So we're supposed to believe them that this is all on the up and up. I don't buy any of it, Dr. Carson, and I worry for our country.
Well, it's extremely disturbing. There's no evidence whatsoever that that President Trump was not cooperative and that they couldn't have received the information that they wanted through a less dramatic way. But what really is frightening about this whole situation is good people are being sent a message. You better watch out what you say, what you do. We don't even want you running. We don't want you ruling anything because we will torture you. And who will be left? Only the leftists. And we have got to make sure that we are not intimidated, that we don't run and hide, that we become very forceful and represent what we believe, regardless of the consequences, because there are those who came before us and they gave everything to maintain freedom. Freedom is never, as Ronald Reagan said, more than one generation away. And I think we're as close to losing it now as we have ever been. And I was talking to a human rights advocate from Romania the other day, right after the Mar-a-Lago raid. And, you know, she had a lot to do with bringing down Ceausescu's regime. And she said the same patterns are being seen in this country, and it's very frightening.
It is very frightening. At this point, what are the American people to think of this? What do you think the end goal here is? Do you suspect, as I do, that this was all a pretext to begin with? Because they were there in June. They had access to everything in June. They were not denied access to any of these boxes or any of these documents at all. Quite the contrary. They asked the president to lock them up, and he locked them up. And then the president, you know, graciously, according to numerous sources, said, hey, feel free to come anytime you want. You're welcome.
Well, that's why they're so slow in releasing information. You know, they got to concoct a good story. And, you know, it's just sad that we've gotten to this point because the rest of the world is watching. You know, America, the great beacon of freedom and justice. And this is what they're seeing. And what hope do they have? You know, it just disturbs me enormously. And that's why I'm speaking out against it. Recognizing, you know, there may be repercussions. Of course, you know, they come after you for everything. But the fact of the matter is, this is our country. And if we don't fight for it, who's going to fight for it? And I appreciate the fact that you, Sean, have been such a patriot. I thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate your kind words. I wish I was more effective because had I been more effective, I mean, it's kind of amazing when you think about it, when you have, you know, the entire upper apparatchik, if you will, of the FBI going after one man the way they did, and it's all based on a lie, and it took three long years to unpeel every layer of the onion proving that it was a lie, and then the fact that nobody involved in this effort to undo an election in this country were ever held accountable, right. Why would we expect them not to continue to push away people that they think are unfit for office? Like Peter Strzok had said, you know, in a text message, I want you to believe that the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, that there's no way he gets elected. This is August of 2016, but I'm afraid right. We can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy. In the unlikely event before you die before you're 40, you know, this was, you know, Lisa Page scared to death. You don't think sure. He can win, do you? We have an insurance policy, absolutely. So he won't win. I mean, and scary.
And at the same time, Hillary Clinton can erase 30,000 emails, asset watch, the hard drive, smash the telephones, and there's no consequences for it. I mean, this is just blatant double standard, and it cannot be allowed to persist. And when the Republicans get in office again, and not just Republicans, but people of goodwill, people who love our nation, who appreciate our freedoms, when they get in office, they have to make sure that these kinds of things do not continue to occur. And it means not going after people, not just going after people for revenge, but to fix the system so that we don't have this kind of thing going on in our country.
What do you think the next thing that happens here is? Do you think that they would try and indict the former president in the hopes of convicting him and having him in jail at the time of the next election to prevent him from running? Because a conviction, by the way, constitutionally would not prevent him from running for office. You know, this code that is being cited by Mark Elias and all these other people negates the very enumerated qualifications in the Constitution and the specific requirements for somebody not to be eligible to run, and that would be impeachment and conviction. It doesn't mention anything about being, you know, maybe not following every single dotted I and crossed T in the Presidential Records Act or the National Archives Act.
Well, remember what Trump represents. I mean, he has come in to the swamp. I call it a cesspool. The swamp's too kind. And, you know, both Republicans and Democrats who are part of the establishment don't like what he represents. And that is somebody who's not going to play their games, who's not going to continue their power grab. And, you know, they hate him. He won't submit to them. And that's why they don't want to see him run again. And they'll do anything, quite frankly. So what's coming next? Anything they can do to keep him from running. You know, you look at this congressional hearings that they're having on January the 6th, absurd not to have a mechanism whereby people can be cross-examined. You know, it doesn't really mean anything, and I think that's why most people aren't paying attention to it. But American people are smart enough. They're waking up. They know what is going on. And I think all of this may actually be beneficial to President Trump.
Well, it's going to be interesting to watch. Certainly, the American people are paying attention, and all I'm hearing is just outright disgust and anger from people. Dr. Carson, we love having you on. Thank you so much. He is now the founder chairman of the American Cornerstone Institute. How do people get in touch with you?
AmericanCornerstone.org.
All right, sir. Always a pleasure. All God bless you and your family. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Let's say hi to Cleeton in Utah. Cleeton, how are you? By the way, for the people in Utah, I hope you're paying attention to Evan McMullen. And he is nothing but a Joe Biden Democratic radical climate alarmist that is dodging and ducking any tough questions from Mike Lee, because Mike Lee is a constitutionalist and Evan won't answer how he would have voted on the Manchin-Schumer bill. But anyway, putting that aside, what's going on, sir?
So when I look at this 9-hour FBI raid, I cannot help but ask how Trump and Melania can even go back there to live again. It seems like it would be impossible to have a private conversation, a campaign meeting. There's no way that they're going to go back there and not assume that that place has been bugged from an FBI raid that was 9 hours long.
Well, you could certainly, I know from my own experience, believe it or not, traveling abroad in places, where do we think, with Singapore, Vietnam, and other places, Helsinki was another place. There was always a belief because, you know, these hostile regimes are, they're way more informed than people think. They knew I would be there. They know that I would occasionally have conversations with the former president. And there was a concern by our security that, in fact, they would try to put listening devices in my room. So I know there are ways to, you know, sweep rooms and get rid of any of these bugs if they put them in there.
I don't see him being able to return with full confidence. And I think that's maybe part of the plan is to keep him isolated and keep him worried about if there's a rat or if there's an informant or anything like that. Not that there was any wrongdoing, but you know, a private conversation is a private conversation. It's not made for the public.
Donald Trump is tougher than that. And I will tell you that most normal people would have broken by now. You can't break this guy. He has this, you know, incredible fortitude that I've never seen in a person. You know, you think of all the fire that he's been under, the Trump, Russia collusion hoax for 3 long years, Mueller, impeachment one, impeachment two, January 6th. You go through all of this, you know, all of their attempts to take him down have failed up to this point, you know, and even the FBI, you know, in putting in writing that they didn't want this man ever elected in 2016, top people in the FBI and their minions. And yet he was able to defeat them. I think when America takes a look at this, when all is said and done and the smoke clears on this, and when we begin to compare and contrast what Joe Biden has done to destroy this country on a level that not even I anticipated, and I was trying to warn everybody what would happen. I was right. I didn't think it would happen this fast. And they compare his policies that are successful. I think America will vote for him again in 2024 if he runs.
Got my vote for sure.
But they certainly don't want him to run, do they? That's the whole point. You know, it's interesting.
It's gone
because one of the arguments is he can't win. He's the most unelectable Republican. Then if you think he's the most unelectable Republican, then you should want him as the nominee. But they know deep down in their hearts it's not true. They fear the love the people of this country have for him, at least half the country. Anyway, appreciate the call, Caden. God bless you. Ray, Chicago. What's up, Ray? How are you?
Hey, Sean, what a tremendous privilege to speak with you. You're a great American. I love watching you and listening every day. But the reason I'm calling is about the IRS, these 87,000 new agents. I'm a CPA. Currently, the IRS has 78,000 employees. So they're going to more than double the size of the IRS. They do not currently, their systems are antiquated. Only 5% of the budget going to this hiring is going to infrastructure. Okay, so you got 87,000 more users on that. Okay. Secondly, the training involved in trying to train 87,000 people is going to take a very, very, very long time. This is not something you're just answering calls. This is a long-term play by the government. And
let me tell you what it is. It's more than multiple agencies' personnel combined, and it's more than doubling the size. Let me just say this very quickly here. If you make $25,000 or less, I bet most people did not know this, a Syracuse University study, you are 5 times more likely to be audited than anybody else. They already audit most wealthy people almost as a matter of course. You know, I can't tell you how many times, in spite of 2 accounting firms and a law firm going over all of my taxes, paying every penny and then some. I pay more. I overpay. You know, that they still want to, you know, harass you. But the only difference is I can afford the accountants and the lawyers, and I let them handle it. But in spite of all of that, you know, if you make 25 grand or less, they want to find out, are you making money on the side? Are you painting houses on the side? Are you cutting lawns on the side? Are you hiding your tips if you work in a restaurant? It's insane. Anyway, my friend, good call. Appreciate it. Wish I had more time. But don't forget, we have a great Hannity, 9 Eastern. With every mortgage-free home, our friends at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they deliver on their promise to do good and to never forget the sacrifices America's heroes have made for us. The people that risk their lives for our country, our communities, they now need our help. We're talking about Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young kids, our nation's most catastrophically injured first responders and veterans, and even our homeless service members. U.S. Marine Corps Corporal Christopher Gere was a firefighter, EMT. He was in Ashland City, Tennessee, when he was deployed to Afghanistan. He was 25 years old when he gave his life for our liberties and freedoms while serving this country. Now, Corporal Greer was survived by his wife, Stacy, their children, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation stepped up. They paid off their family mortgage. Now, for some families, the foundation brings the comfort of knowing they can stay in the home where they made their memories with their fallen loved ones. And for others, the foundation enables new memories to be cherished forever. It's only possible if all of us do this together. If you can commit $11 a month, just go to their website, the letter T.org. If everyone in this audience would commit to this, we could take care of every one of the people that are in need. The letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. What a crazy week it's been. We got an incredible Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel with the release of the warrant and the items taken out of Mar-a-Lago. We'll check in with the president's attorneys. We have new information and breaking news from John Solomon that we'll tell you about tonight. We've got Jonathan Turley. We've got Alan Dershowitz that will also be joining us. We now have learned that John Paul MacIsaac, Hunter Biden's computer repairman, apparently was threatened, according to him, by the FBI to hush up. He's going to tell us his story tonight. Senator Tim Scott will weigh in on this. And so much more news I promise you'll never get from the media mob. We'll see you tonight, 9 Eastern, Fox News Channel. Have a great weekend. Back here Monday. Thank you for making this show possible.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.